Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Michael Patrick Hanford.
Currently engaging my core.
And Timothy Jordan Kalpakis.
What is up, dry January stylies?
It's true. Hold on. I'm fixing something on my audio. You keep talking.
Okay, so Mike is engaging his core. Jeff, I'm going to ask Mike if engaging his core is his New Year's resolution.
Back live, baby, here from the Cat Ranch. I'm doing all my podcasting this year from Mark Maron's Cat Ranch.
The old garage?
That place was listed on Zillow. I think it has sold. There's probably a new podcaster there.
To me.
Oh, it's me, Mike.
Tim, aren't you listening to your friend Mike? He's telling you all about it.
I'll
be totally honest, I thought he was kind of doing a bit.
No. Oh, that's my new New Year's resolution. No bits.
No shits, no bits.
This episode is a welcome break, if you ask me.
Mm. From your busy lifestyle?
Mm-hmm. No. After all the festivities, my core is feeling pretty disengaged from all the booze and
we had some festivities, didn't we?
Wow.
Oh yeah.
We sure did. I mean,
2 weeks of
me and Mike were supposed to go see Phish at Madison Square Garden. It was canceled because of some sort of viruses.
Postponed, my boy. It's in April.
I was supposed to go too. I just didn't want to.
So supposed to you were
huge
you were
mistake. I mean, that
your friends believed
mistake.
That you were supposed to.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
You should. Are you going to come in April though?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's good. That's good.
Why is that different? Why a yes?
He just didn't want to make too many stops on his holiday tour.
Tim, timing is everything, baby.
Yeah, but now, I mean, I don't know. To me, the appeal was New Year's Eve, Phish, New Year's Eve, New York. That's an iconic thing to go. Now, I'm supposed to fly to New York just to see a band I don't like?
Now, wait a minute. You said you like this band. You like to watch them.
That's true. Does that count? Does that count as liking a band? You like to go to their concerts and you come home having had a good time.
That seems
that's good.
Right. Yeah. That means I like
But you're
being,
right.
Yeah.
The New Year's Eve thing was going to be great. Because I've been there before on New Year's Eve. They got confetti and balloons. Oh, my gosh.
It's funny, Tim, that you've come to shows of bands you don't like. I took you to Deadmau5.
I loved that show. That was fun. Very fun. But you know what was weird? That was at USC, right?
And, I forget.
He really created a world. You know, he's at the top of a big cube and the lights are cool and he's wearing the helmet. And then like 3/4 of the way through his set, he took off the helmet and was like, "Hey, everybody, I'm drinking a Corona up here." And I was like, oh my God, he's a total Dutton dork.
He's a man after all. A mortal man.
I thought he was... Mouse.
Was he like working for Corona, you think?
No, he probably didn't say he was drinking Corona, but he did hold up a Corona like, what up, everybody having fun? and it ruined the illusion for me because I wasn't doing, I didn't do any drugs, but I was just, the vibe of the drugs around me had kind of lifted me up on the astral plane. And then I came crashing down when I saw his face.
I remember when we walked in, they gave everybody like a wristband that had like a watch sized light on it. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And it had like a little Deadmau5 head on it, so that like during the show, like certain songs, like everybody's watches would be like all blue or like flashing certain colors. Ooh. Or whatever. I remember when they handed them out, Tim, you were like, oh yeah, this is what I'm here for.
Yeah, that's, I like, I want all the accoutrement. And yeah, I mean, all the shows that I go to, if I buy tickets, I mean, I'll go to like, I like a lot of indie music, but then most of the concerts I actually go to are like old boomer bands that are playing the Bowl or something. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. I'm going to like Jackson Browne or Paul Simon or whoever. So if I'm going to step out of my comfort zone, I really want it to be a thing with an aesthetic and a vibe of its own.
I've noticed like any concert, like I would go to anything as long as, you know, I would go to like a weekend concert because I know this show is going to be cool, or like a,
yeah,
I don't know, Taylor Swift, like the stage is like cool, or Beyonce or something.
Right.
Yeah. I've seen Beyonce a bunch and it's always so cool. Even before I really liked her music, and now I like her music, but it's like, it's always such a thing. Each tour has like a whole thing to it, you know?
Yeah.
You know what's a fun thing that I've been lucky enough to do, at least pre-COVID, was like
start a podcast with your best friends.
With my boys. No, like, you know, you normally, when you go to a concert, you buy tickets way in advance and you're like, oh, I'm pumped to see Beyonce or whoever it is.
Yeah.
But when you get a last minute concert, when your friend's just like, hey, you want to go see Ariel Pink? And I'm like, I don't give a fuck about Ariel Pink, but I don't have plans tonight. I'll go.
But I like his politics, yeah.
I went with Van Artsdalen to the Wiltern to see Ariel Pink. And it's just funny to be like, you treat it like a bar. You like walk into a place.
Right.
You can leave at any time. Your night is not hanging on this whatsoever.
Yeah, that's fun.
And we watched the show and I didn't like it.
But I do like, yeah, just treating the performance as like, oh, that's just like the entertainment in the back of this bar where I'm hanging over an hour.
Jeff, now you've been to, you just mentioned Deadmau5. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to like one, like an EDM festival or something? Because I went down a little YouTube rabbit hole the other day of like EDM concert footage, like mostly like Europe stuff, where it's like a huge,
like Tomorrowland, like, isn't that the big one? Or
something
Dragonfly?
Like, yeah. And it was like just this like pounding beat and people clearly on drugs, like weird sunglasses, and not even like ravers, just like big muscly guys and girls in bikinis. Like, is that, have you been to one of those types of things?
No, it's a little after my time, but I would like to. I would feel like a middle-aged man there, but yeah, I'd go.
Oh, I didn't know if that was something that... Do those exist in the U.S.?
Yes.
Here's what you do. If you go to a thing like that, let's say you're going to a music event where you feel like a middle-aged man, you embrace it and you go, you know, shave the head, put on the suit and the sunglasses like Pitbull, you know, and be like, yeah, I'm not a kid. I'm like a suit guy at this show.
You'd be like, everybody in the house tonight. Everybody in the house tonight.
Yeah, exactly. That's cool.
Speaking of suit guy, Tim, why don't you tell Jeff what you saw me in on New Year's Eve?
Oh, Kelly Green, three-piece suit out on the town. It's beautiful.
What a nice suit. No one else dressed up. I thought we were all going to sort of dress up.
I wore a button down.
Ooh. You did. You look good. And I, you know, you were coming for a fish concert. You weren't coming for a Korean barbecue and karaoke night.
Yeah, I wasn't quite prepared. I was dressed as a total wook. Wook?
The wook look.
The wook look. Mike, the suit is great. It's a big swing, and you're right. It does. It gets eyeballs. Like, I feel like... our server commented at the restaurant commented, and all night people were, hey, how's it going? Hey,
people like this. Oh, after we all separated that night, I wandered into a bar by myself on my way home, and I shouldn't have been going to a bar. It was time for me to go home, go to bed. And I'm sitting there talking to this lady who just keeps telling me I gotta take a picture of myself and make it an NTF.
I saw this picture. This
NFT,
is a good
NFT,
picture.
NFT, NFT, NFT. It's just like, but she wouldn't, she's like, tell me all about crypto and stuff. And I was like, yeah, I don't know what that means. She's like, right now, no one else is wearing a suit like this with those sneakers. And I was like, yeah, okay, but what, make that an NFT. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't think that just suit sneaker combinations are quite enough to...
that's what I was trying to explain to her. So we had a drink and I left.
I introduced this episode saying it's Dry January stylies, but we haven't talked. You guys aren't doing Dry January. Are you guys doing Dry January?
No, Tim.
I'm not gonna be bone dry, but I'm gonna be a little
cutting back.
A little moist. Damp. I'll be moist.
Just a little damp.
Moist gin.
Yeah.
Yeah, damp.
That's how I feel. I'm like
clammy.
Clammy jam.
I feel like with food or something, it helps me to be like, oh, I'm gonna be real healthy and just eat salads and not eat anything good for, and I'm all or nothing. But with drinking, I feel like it's unhealthy for me to do a dry January because then February 1st is sort of part of town.
Oh no, yeah. I'm with you, Tim.
Sopping wet February.
But so we're not a dry January podcast, but we're saying for this episode, we were getting interested in saying, hey, New Year's just happened. Everyone's waking up a little grogged, a little flogged, and
groggy foggy.
Oh, speaking of New Year's, this was a good little thing I got right here. Let me read this email to you guys that we got.
Ooh.
Howdy, gents. Howdy love is it. Like what a cowboy would say, yeah, but then gents is more what like a fancy British guy would say, probably.
So already I'm like, what is this person's deal? I love this.
I was listening to an old episode from last January, and you three discussed your New Year's resolutions for 2021.
Uh-oh.
I remember this, I think. Do you guys remember what we all said? Because he's got it right here.
I remember you were going to become a boat captain, and you did it.
Tim wanted to learn to sail, Jeff wanted to learn music theory on the piano, and Mike wanted to read more, starting with A Clockwork Orange.
Ooh.
Well, 2021 is an old lady on her way out. To make way for baby 2022, it's time to ask, how did you do? Thanks for the laughs, Matt. I got certified. I'm a certified sailor. How'd you guys do?
I have read more, and I think it wasn't Clockwork Orange, and if I said that, I was saying the wrong book. It was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I read it. I loved it.
Ooh.
Loved it absolutely. I've probably
I like
finished.
That it's all movie books the movies you already like.
Well, now wait a minute. That's true. But I've
Ken
I probably
Kesey.
Read Ken Kesey. I read
Take
maybe
easy.
Five books this year. Full books.
That's good. That's real good.
Yeah, damn good.
Novels.
Novels.
And as for me, Matt, no, I didn't learn shit. Thanks for asking.
Ouch.
So you didn't learn the theory. You have been playing some keyboards and stuff, but you just haven't learned the theory behind it. You're letting the fingers do the walking.
Hey, check it out. Still got the mouse pad.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, that's what it was. You started last year by you kicked off the episode by holding up that mouse pad like it was a big fucking deal.
Mouse pad's going strong.
It's also not as stained and tainted as much as I thought it would be at this point.
It's a little yellowed.
Well, yeah. Sure.
Sure, sure.
You know, I think that's how I heard Brahms learn music theory that way.
Yeah.
With his mouse pad. What is my resolution this year going to be? Yeah, I won't drink another drop of alcohol for the whole year.
Oh, casual, just kind of.
Why not?
You're not doing dry January, you're doing dry year.
Dry 2022.
I think maybe this is not a resolution because I don't really want to get on myself about it. But, you know, I did the sailing and really what I learned was, I'm not going to be a sailor. There's too many ropes. There's too much work. I'm going to be a yacht guy. A yacht, you drive around. It's got a motor, and you just steer. If I took you guys sailing, I would have to be yelling at you the whole time to, like, hoist the sails.
So the difference...
I'd like that. I think I would enjoy that.
You need some discipline in life, yeah.
Yeah, especially on a boat.
I conflate the two. You're saying sailing is more about, like, actually using the sail to catch wind.
Dude, I conflated the two when I signed up and spent a lot of money to go to sailing school. I ended up reading a bunch of textbooks about wind angles. And I was like, I wanted to fucking get drunk in Marina Del Rey. I didn't want to like learn about wind angles. It's all wind angles.
Well, now you're a sailor, man.
I have a feeling that is going to come in handy one day.
Yeah, maybe. My yacht breaks down and I have to pull out the jib.
Oh, hey, see, there you go.
See?
The jib,
all right. Jib, that's cool.
The mainsail, the jib, the rudder.
Well, do you guys want to get into a little
Yeah.
Hit it!
It's booze news, you son of a bitch.
Time for the
booze news.
The
booze news.
Take out the
booze news.
Oh,
booze news.
Oh,
booze news.
Yeah.
What fish song is this, Mike?
Meat Stick.
Meat Stick.
Nice.
Groovy.
Okay, now we're just going to sit in this for a minute.
A lot of drink.
It's booze news, you fishy fuck.
That was sent to us by Trey Anastasio.
Wow, nice.
Fish Booze News by Will Harder. If you have a booze news theme, send it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com. That's very nice. Thank you, Will. Lamenting that we didn't get to go to Fish. We were supposed to go to Fish. April, maybe we'll do it.
We'll do it. We'll get it done.
We're going to do it. And Jeff, if you're listening to that and you're like, oh, great, now we got to sit through this, I don't think you're going to like the show.
No. Hey, I've seen Fish. It was a great time.
I know.
More than once.
You could barely sit through a booze news theme based on it.
Well, when people send in booze news themes, I want to see the artistry. I want to see the take. And when they just play 30 seconds of a song,
right?
I'm like, where's the angle, baby?
You want the whole jam and you want the peak.
So you're saying this is a booze news fail?
No, it was fine, Will.
Ouch. Hey,
booze news grail. Okay, it's top of the year, so we got a lot of booze news to cover. I mean, one fucking thing. Lay's potato chip vodka, you've heard?
I've heard.
We've heard on the pod.
Not had.
No, on the pod we've heard of Arby's. This is what's beseeching to me.
Oh.
We talked about Arby's crinkle cut fry vodka and Arby's curly fry vodka. Cut to a month later, and then Lay's potato chip is on the bandwagon with potato chip vodka. Mm. For sale online. Do you think that there are, they must have had this in production already, right? Did Arby's scoop them on the goof potato vodka?
I mean, or is it just like so easy, just take a flavor and infuse it in a alcohol?
I guess so.
I don't know.
But are you guys going to rush out and buy this?
I've already have a case being sent here by drizzly.com, a new sponsor. No, I'm kidding. They're not a sponsor of ours.
Well, is this another one where you can't even get it because they just want it to be a meme?
I clicked the link. I went to the place to, the website where you order it, and they said they were sold out. So yeah, it's, This is pissing me off. I want a prominent fast food or snack company to step up with a goof drink, but then make a lot of it and sit there with your stupid stock, have your inventory all backed up and then face the music. You're dumb.
What does Lay's need? We all know Lay's. We all love Lay's. You can't have one. You can't just have one.
I'm that way with shots of
Would you like to have one? That should be at Lay's. Would you like to have one at least?
Would you like to have one of these?
Want a chip?
Want a chip?
Lay's, want a chip?
You got to buy the whole bag. You can't just buy one of them. The point is, they don't need this type of thing. We know what Lay's is.
Right.
I would like to buy one single Lay's chip, one Lay for a penny.
Did we talk about how many Pringles are in a can? Was that on the pod?
Yes.
Okay. We did. Never mind. 100.
Wait, did we? I think we brought it up with the pod. It's 100. 100 Pringles
100.
Per can.
100 Pringles in a can.
In the tall can?
Yep. In the tall can. Tall can Sam.
How do they bring all that pring?
How far away do you think we are from Taco Bell vodka? Like that's they kind of mix and match stuff all the time, right?
Right, and they're already they're putting tequila in the Baja Blast at the cantinas.
Ooh.
I think that's a good prediction, Mike. They're going to probably do something.
Thank you. Didn't Lay's have a competition a couple years ago that was like come up with the craziest flavor and we'll make it. Like, didn't they have chicken and waffles at some point?
Yeah.
So they kind of do some flavor. See, you'd think they would have vodka flavored chips. Now they're doing chip flavored vodka.
Oh. Hmm.
Oreo is always doing like a mystery flavor too. I feel like there was a while there where like every year they would have a question mark Oreo thing and it would be like, send in what you think it is. And one time it was like churro.
Ah.
But they're always kind of doing the weird thing. And then wasn't there I swear there was like a Mountain Dew question mark flavor.
Wasn't it a Mountain Dew, a taco that tasted like Mountain Dew?
Didn't
they do a crossover thing?
Yeah, so Doritos did a question mark flavor and it was like Mountain Dew or something.
It's Mountain Dew.
I don't know.
Weird.
Weird flavors.
I don't know what they're doing over there.
They're here to stay, weird flavors.
They don't know
what we just have to learn to live with it. Hey, speaking of weird flavors, here's this... the fucking in seltzer news, you know, the latest batch of Bud Light seltzers. We intended to this Christmas, we thought we would get around to their new ugly sweater pack. We never saw it anywhere, so we never did it. They've already moved on to Bud Light Seltzer Sour, which has kind of been out for a while. Have you seen that? It's like a sour one. And then it's weird because there's already a little trend of sour. There's now like Warhead. Remember those candies? Like there's a whole trend now in sour seltzers.
Warhead is a seltzer?
Warhead is separate from the Bud Light one. Yes, Warhead has come out with a sour seltzer.
Alcohol?
Who's like company do they like? Is it Warhead brand or is it like Labatt's brand? Not Labatt's, but you know what I mean? Molson brand, Warhead.
Wait, is the Warhead to have alcohol in it? Because that used to be a child's candy.
Let me still take a look. You're making a good point, though. That would be weird if they were candy is for kids and alcohol is for adults, so never the twain shall meet.
Holy
yes, it's got
shit.
It's 5% ABV.
Oh my god!
So they're hoping that millennials grew up on Warheads and now are old enough to drink alcohol. Yeah. Blue raspberry.
Man, we are really seeing the walls come down as far as brands go, like them protecting their like family friendly images.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, doesn't it? It feels like the same thinking that goes behind like, oh, we're gonna. Whatever movie, a hit movie that's like based on a board game, just because that's a property that people know, right?
Yeah. It's weird. Just something that you've heard of. And it's weird, you know, sometimes with movies, there's that weird thing where you're like, oh, you're bringing back this like 80s thing that's not even for the kids. Like it's more like the parents are going to introduce their kids to
Trolls.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's a weird, but like, because this has alcohol in it, the Warhead thing is like, nope, you had it when you were a baby, and now you're 21 and you're having
Well, that was the summer pack, too, we kind of thought was like playing on nostalgic popsicle tastes.
Right.
Yeah. Weird.
True. I just don't know if I like the idea of sour. I liked sour candies. When I was a kid, I was into Warheads and what were the lemon heads?
I used to love like
Crybabies.
Hot Warheads.
Oh, hot Warheads, yeah. That was a fun thing to do.
And I gave one to my grandfather because my grandfather was like from Texas and was in the army and stuff. And he loved like chili peppers.
Grandpa Jib Jab?
Yeah. So I gave one to Gaper and he was like, he like winced and was like, oh, you like this?
You like this?
And I was like, yeah, they're great. And he was like, here, I'll give you something hot. And he gave me like a hot chili pepper and it like almost made me cry. And it's just funny how like when you're an old man, you don't have any taste buds left. So you like spicy chili oil.
Yeah.
Because it's the only thing that can get a rise out of you.
It's weird. Just as a kid, though, you're not really interested in like hot peppers or chili oil. You like sugar, but then also it's funny, especially if you're a kid who's getting a little bit older, but you're not ready for like, drugs or booze yet, but you are like, I got the spicy candy.
Speaking of being a kid and not being not ready for drugs and booze, let's talk about the fucking drink of the day.
Well, hey, hold on. Let's wrap up.
What?
Thank you. Wrap it up.
Oh yeah.
Yes. That sounded like a weed whacker.
Yeah, that's what it was.
It sounded like it zipped up. It was a fly getting zipped all the way up, pants zipped up, but then a fart at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of weird. Make sure your pants are up before you
ironic
rip one.
Yeah.
Okay. The drink.
Before you blast beef.
Michael.
Don't say blast beef.
All right.
Are you ready for the drink of the day?
I've been ready for the last 30 minutes.
Oh, Duels. Non-alcoholic beer. Now, a non-alcoholic beverage is a beverage that has less than 0.5% alcohol. We're talking about a beer from Anheuser-Busch that has 0.4% alcohol. O'Doul's non-alcoholic beer you've had.
I have had. But I can't remember it went like a long, long time ago.
Not had. This will be interesting for me.
Yeah. I've had other NAs, but I can't remember.
Very cool.
This one.
I usually see NA and I think not applicable.
Mm-hmm. Right. In, when it comes to garnishes.
Garnishes on this show, yeah.
right.
I hear you.
But, well, O'Doul's, what do you think? Because we were talking, we said, hey, we're in a boom. We get a lot of people, listeners of the show say, hey, this is the third best comedy podcast on earth right now, so I'm going to listen, but I don't drink. Would you like to do a show for us non-drinkers? And, you know, we've witnessed the rise of the sort of like mocktail. You got your seed lip botanicals, non-alcoholic spirits. Neil and Fran were just telling me that there's a store in Silver Lake called Soft Spirits that that is full on like a non-alcoholic liquor store.
Oh, shit.
Weird.
Have you guys been there?
I could have used them today when I was looking for those fucking O'Doul's.
I'm surprised there's enough product to sustain a store like that, Tim.
I know.
Well, they have, you know, there's like this one product is called Gia. And that's sort of like one of these botanical. And I guess Seedlip's the big one. And then there's like, it's a whole world going on right now. And people are really laying down the cold, hard cash. And we said, well, let's see what's kind of the old gold standard. You're reaching for a drink.
Yeah.
And it's going to not
let's
have
take
booze.
It back to the shack.
Much like Weezer.
When did O'Doul's come out? I'm going to say 80s.
90? Yeah. I don't know.
I'm going to say late 80s. It feels like a Fern Bar thing to me.
Okay. So you're a Fern Bar, we've said, is kind of yuppie, kind of urban, upwardly mobile urbanite working in the city.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It feels like that type of thing to me.
Jeff, what do you think? What type of thing does it feel like to you?
To me? Well, this is the first of its kind, right?
No, but it's the big one that got the biggest.
Ooh, interesting. It feels feels very 90s to me, and I remember it being like a joke,
right?
Like it's beer without the beer. Kind of what's the point? Especially when you're a kid, and the taste isn't what you're showing up for in the first place,
right?
Yeah, it is a little beseeching.
Yeah, I feel like it was sort of culturally a punchline on arrival. I thought
it makes me think. I can picture the taste I'm going to have with this thing, and it makes me think of like a Michelob, like a. A Michelob in a glass bottle.
Oh, man,
bottle.
I love the old lantern bottle of...
Old-timey Michelob beer.
Thing. Yeah.
Maybe a little skunked.
Kind of a thick head. Yeah, yeah.
A Woods beer.
A Molson Triple
but
X.
I like a non-alcoholic Woods beer where you're going out into the woods in the middle of the night, but you're drinking non-alcoholic beers. You're keeping it. You're taking it easy tonight. You know, you don't want to get drunk in the woods.
Well, should we pop the tops on these things? And
no, I have a whole history to tell you.
Oh! I thought you were going to. I thought you were going to say yes.
That's what you thought. Okay.
I thought that's what you were going to say.
No, I'm going to dazzle you with the history, which is so. This is Anheuser-Busch, right? So we're talking about it's like a Budweiser-ish product, and they weren't the first, but they are the big boy because non-alcoholic beers. It really is an '80s thing. And then like peaks early 90s, but there had been like near beer during Prohibition, and Anheuser-Busch even had a drink called Bevo or Bevo that was like because you weren't allowed to make beer, but that stuff never really took off.
Didn't you give a Venmo to Bevmo? Forget it.
To say thanks for the suds? Great song, Tom Collins, Sloppy
Boys. Yeah, the most misunderstood first lyric on an album, on the first album.
Yeah, because I thought that everyone...
Draws you in, though. What are these guys talking about?
I thought everyone knew what BevMo was, beverages and more. I think it's only a West Coast chain.
Not everyone knows what Venmo is. Can you believe it?
Mm. Sorry, Tim. You were saying.
Okay, I was saying...
Near beer.
So there had been things like near beer, but really it's like the 80s is when there's like this shift in public consciousness. And, you know, like drunk driving... People used to drive drunk all the time, right? Like, you just didn't hear it. You wouldn't wear a seatbelt.
In the 70s.
Yeah, you would just be, like, drunk at a bar, and then you would get in your car. I remember watching some teenage movie called, in college, we watched a movie called The Last American Virgin or something like that. And there is literally a scene where, like, a teenage kid gets too drunk, and he's, like, telling a girl that he loves her, and he's too drunk, and everyone is like, dude, you got to go home. And they help him to his car, and put him in the driver's seat, and he drives home. And they're like, go home, dude. You're too drunk.
Wait, was The Last American Virgin also Lemon Popsicle? Or am I thinking of a different movie?
Maybe.
Wasn't Last American Virgin a documentary they made about you, Jeff?
Mike.
Is it?
No.
Be honest and fair.
So that had been the culture, but then the 80s is when we start to, the tide turns on drunk driving. We get government PSAs. You get the concept.
Timothy.
Yeah.
Tim, I'm sorry. In 1982, Davidson wrote and directed an American remake, The Last American Virgin. So yeah, spiritual sequel to Lemon Popsicle.
But is that the same director?
Yes. And writer, writer-director. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
The 80s. We get the concept of the designated driver. That wasn't really a thing. They spread their own. Hey, everybody. The concept very much embraced by the president of Hiram Walker, that the who makes like DeKuyper schnapps and stuff like that. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're DeKuyper's.
He does the creme de menthe.
Competitor. Yeah. And then, like, you got your friends don't let friends drive drunk is like a big billboard ad campaign type thing. Know when to say when. Patrick Ewing in Anheuser-Busch commercial saying, hey, know when to say when.
Also, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. I remember that being a big sticker.
Yes. Yep. I think that they like funded, I think that they were like a big part of the designated driver thing. So that the cultural shift is already happening and Anheuser-Busch is watching this and they say, okay, we're going to fucking make some fucking O'Doul's. And then as we roll into the 90s.
They already had the name.
Isn't that funny? I love the name that it's they picked a name like an old Irish pub type of name for a new product. Yeah. It's very funny.
They must have done that to like trick people to buy it. And then they buy it and like, oh, shit. That's not what I want.
Oh, this sucks. O'Doul's. O'Doyle rules. O'Doul's. Drools.
Drools.
Drools. Okay, so fucking cut to me in the 90s watching a hockey game with my dad and brother, and what commercial do I see? Hit it!
Tastes like a beer, cause it should, cause it's brewed like a beer, of course it's good.
Working out or working late, when you're thirsting for a break, let's be perfectly clear, it's what beer drinkers drink when they're not drinking beer.
O'Doul's, the brew from Anheuser-Busch, with the alcohol naturally removed for real beer taste and only 70 calories.
Anytime, anywhere, it's what beer drinkers drink when they're not drinking beer. O'Doul's.
All right. So tough. So that's specifically the thing, what beer drinkers drink when they're not drinking beer.
Yeah.
And this commercial, the visuals, it's very active. It's guys playing softball, guys fishing, guys windsurfing. So it's sort of like on a hot
stuff day. You cannot do when you're having a regular beer.
Yeah, not allowed. but I listened to this an episode of a podcast that was called fucking Good Beer Hunting. And they had an exec from Anheuser-Busch talking about O'Doul's. And he said when O'Doul's came out, they really heavily marketed towards golfers. It was like the point was men 35 to 50 who do drink. It's just that they're on the golf course and they're not getting drunk today because they're focusing on that little white ball they love to putt.
Interesting.
That little white ball they love to bludgeon.
It's so funny with alcohol commercials, like, I think we've talked about this before, where you can actually show someone bringing it up to their lips and ingesting it.
Right.
Just the wording of that whole commercial sounded so, like, boardroom figured out. Like, yes. It's the beer drinkers, when you're not drinking beer, but say beer, don't say alcohol.
It reminds me of Why Ask Why Drink Bud Dry, when it was like, people don't know what Bud Dry is. And I'm like, okay, Why Ask Why Drink Bud Dry?
Yeah.
It's like, why? We're not going to explain it. But this does feel weird that, like, they're not, because, you know, I think of it more now as, like, sober people and like, alcoholics in recovery drinking this. So it's kind of funny to think of it as, like, no, you're a beer drinker. That's who you are. But... you're not drinking beer.
That also makes me think like they use that wording rather than be like, for people who don't drink alcohol, admitting that like alcoholism is a problem.
Right. Yeah, because you know what I mean? Like, if you were like, hey, real beer fucks up your life, but you can't have no beer because your hands will get all shaky. So
right, so you gotta the flavor naturally removed. Okay.
But so the golf thing was huge. In fact, like O'Doul's.com, like the old website in the 90s, it was basically like a golf website with golf quizzes and stuff. And the whole thing was like, built around these like active Dang. Middle-aged men. And then I saw there's a bunch of great commercials on YouTube. You should watch them all. And I saw one from a few years ago where they've rebranded that's sort of like shot on iPhones. And it's like a cool guy is going to a bar to hang out with his friends. And he's like, I just don't want to go too hard tonight. So he's drinking Budweiser's and he's alternating with O'Doul's in like a hip new can. So, so they're really, you're right. They are not saying this is for people with addiction problems, you know, like they're kind of just being like, it's this other drink. Well, you can
they
could,
they can also hide, but not hide behind, but they can justify it as being like, it's as good as a beer. If you like beer, you will like this, as opposed to like the fake meat problem. There's a lot of people who don't care about Beyond Meat and Impossible Burgers because they're like, it just doesn't taste as good. Why am I wasting my time?
Mm-hmm. Right.
O'Doul's gets to be like, it's as good as a beer. The taste is good.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what I'm wondering. That wrapped up my little history. And I was just saying, like, for me, I've never tasted this stuff. And I'm just wondering, like, how, what would motivate me to have it? Because it's like, if I'm going to have the calories, if I'm going to have carbs, like I would drink soda. So it's, is this going to taste good enough to be like, yeah, that's scratching that beer itch, but I wouldn't rather just have like a ginger ale or something that tastes
right. Really right.
Good. Isn't it healthier though? Like,
I think it's 100 calories or something.
This, okay. The commercial just said 70.
But also like the alcohol doesn't turn into sugar or carbs in your stomach. Because there's no alcohol.
Yeah, so 70, that's a pretty low calorie thing. Okay. Wow, maybe I'll drink a bunch and get so thin I'll be skeletal.
Is that what you want?
Yeah, I'm trying to get so thin that when I turn sideways, you guys can't see me.
You have to run around in the shower to get wet.
You can hold your breath and slip under a door.
Count my fucking ribs.
All right, folks. See you after the ads.
Yeah, what about the ribs, Jeff?
Also, I think that we're working with Acast and they told us, they said, yeah, you throw the ads in there, but like have it be seamlessly part of the show. So I don't think we're supposed to say, hey, folks, tune out for these ads. But hey, the damage is done.
Get your thumb ready to fast forward.
Get those clicky thumbs ready.
Folks, see you on the other side.
Peace.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Back with O'Doul's.
O'Doul's rules.
What beer drinkers drink when they're not drinking beer.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
You know what commercials I can't fucking stand that are often pre-roll YouTube commercials are for Google Fi Have you seen these commercials?
Yeah, the song isn't good.
I know they're too, like, they try to sound as much as they can like a normal pop song, but then it's all just jargony bullshit. It's like, say goodbye to bad reception.
It's really weird.
Mesh wireless. It's so awful.
I've heard them a few times and I'm like, are they trying to do something that I'm not getting here? But
no.
Yeah, they're very clunky.
Anyway, let's crack them, huh?
Yeah.
Crack, crack.
This is not a twist off.
Mine is.
And if it is, I better hit the gym.
Okay, bottoms up.
All right.
Golden non-alcoholic.
Yeah, brew. This smells exactly like I'm imagining it to.
Malt beverage, it says. Are other normal beers malt beverages? I thought they weren't.
Well, malt beverage, like, isn't that what you used to say when it's like it doesn't qualify for as beer because it's like Mickey's or Old Darling?
Colt 45 is malt also. Yeah.
Those are, yeah, malt liquor. Malt. But I guess the seltzers that we have, all hard seltzers are malt beverages too. It's made of malt, hey. Mm-hmm.
Hey, well.
Well.
Yeah.
My first sip.
Yeah.
It just tastes like an empty beer, but it doesn't have any bad, it doesn't have any weird. It just tastes
right,
like a Bud. It's like a Bud Light that's even lighter.
This would be perfectly fine as a regular beer.
Like if you swapped it out, you wouldn't be able to tell, right? I wouldn't be able to tell.
No, if you swapped it out and said like this was a Lagunitas, I'd be like, well, I don't think that's true. But if you just said, hey, this is beer that has alcohol in it, I'd say, okay. But it does, yeah, it does have a skunky taste to it.
Yeah.
I don't, mine isn't skunky, but it has that thing of that Budweiser does. When you're drinking Bud from a bottle, it tastes a little sugary to me. It's not, but there's like a little sweetness to it. And I'm kind of getting mm-hmm. that little.
Yeah.
I could see myself. Imagine me on the 18th green. I got an eagle on
putting
every hole.
For bogey.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to set the course record. And
for
I could see myself the most bogeys. I think if I was standing in the hot heat, I think this is kind of refreshing, right?
Oh yeah,
right. Well, you know, I went to the store to buy these, and I saw the O'Doul's and the O'Doul's Amber, both in six packs.
Oh.
I was hoping to buy one single beer.
Yeah,
doesn't happen. They don't have it. So I get a six pack of classic premium O'Doul's. And then, you know, I figure I will drink all of these just because I have them in my fridge and they're cold and they're a little more exciting than water.
Mm-hmm. Throw a little vodka in there.
Yeah, maybe.
make a boiler maker.
I wonder what you could do to like spruce up an O'Doul's. Like if you put a lemon slice in this, does it like really unlock the magic?
I saw an O'Doul's commercial from the 2000s. Like Corona lime squeeze days that was like O'Doul's and lime. Squeeze it in and drink it up.
Okay.
Squeeze it.
It was kind of doing, do you remember that era in beer commercial? Like when Zima, it was like, ooh, it's so hot. You're sticking to the leather seats in the bar. You got to get a Zima yeah. so you can get off, so you can unstick your filthy skin. It was like one of those.
You can't find Zimas anymore, right? I was thinking that would be a good episode, but
it's gone.
It's not like
We could do. I mean, Smirnoff Ice is essentially Zima, right?
Yeah, and there's a malt beverage.
We should do that.
That's what I think of when I think of malt beverage.
This I had a really tough time finding O'Doul's. I went to three different places, and the last place finally had, and I just bought this one for $3. But
you were able to buy just one.
Were they selling singles, or did you pull it out of a six pack?
I pulled it out of a six pack. I've seen people do that before, or like you'll see a six pack with missing ones, and I'm like, I want to be that one.
Tim, are you fucking kidding me?
Tim, this is New York, man. They got different rules over there. They used to sell loose cigarettes.
But I mean, that's true. But
Lucy's.
I forgot about this.
It's a different world. They used to do this
in the past. Wait, I feel very stupid because. This is like, that is a Hanford-y thing to do, but I do feel like I've heard.
You've heard?
That's not a Hanford-y thing to do. That's a smart thing to do.
You can pull a single drink out of a six pack and they got to ring you up because that's the law. I forgot that. I feel like fucking dumb because Jeff, we also to as a special surprise for this episode, we also bought a few different non-alcoholic beers that we're going to try, and we got full fucking six packs of them. We should have just been pulling out the Lucy's.
So you're over there. You're using the Sloppy Boys LLC card.
No,
this is coming out of my paycheck for you two to have blunder after blunder.
It's that I wish I put it on the LLC. Jeff, did you put yours on the LLC?
No, I've been forgetting to use my
yeah, I forget LLC too card. A lot.
Neither did I. We got to get Jordana on the case.
I got the other another six pack of something else, and it was a six pack because it was in like cans that were in a like you couldn't just lift them out.
You can't pull a can off of a plastic can holder.
No, it was in like a cardboard case type of thing.
You can't open up.
So that's the rule.
The cardboard case and pull out one can.
Seems like anything goes for Hanford.
That was a grocery store though.
Oh, so where'd you get the loose beer?
The loose one was like a corner store, like deli type thing.
Yeah, Lawless.
Bodega.
It is a little Lawless, this one.
Lucy Lawless.
He's like, okay, that'd be $3. And I started to take money. I was like, no, I pay you. I was like, whoa.
Wow, what the fuck is going on over there?
Yo, Duels, in this place, we pay you the money.
So when he said, that'll be $3, he meant prepare yourself to receive $3 from me.
Yeah.
I pay you.
So wait, what was your bonus beer, Mike?
Oh, Heineken 0.0.
Hey, ooh. I got those too.
Mm. Great. That's a hot new one, right? So the difference is O'Doul's is less than 0.5%. Heineken,
yeah.
The more modern is thing
zero.
Is 0.0.
Actually zero.
I'm
not gonna finish this O'Doul's yet because I do want to kind of do a taste test side by side.
I feel like Heineken 0.0, didn't they do a whole campaign on Late Night with Seth Meyers? I feel like awkwardly he would have to like hold up a bottle and be like, coming up after the break.
Yeah, like Dick Cavett.
Yeah.
My parents have been drinking non-alcoholic beers lately. And I one time went to the store to get them a 24 pack of of Heineken 0.0, and I got it for them, and I brought it back, and they like called me a couple days later, and they were like, "Oh, that beer you got us, there was only three of those non-alcoholics in there. All of them were regular beers."
What?
it was like a little promotional thing on the side of the box that I just like zeroed in on.
Oh. And were your parents up like dancing on the roof?
Yeah. Well, they called me to tell me I was a son of a bitch.
You think you're so cool.
What?
I got a couple of bonus beers, too. I got Bud Zero, which is Heineken 0.0's competition, which is funny because it's Anheuser-Busch, right?
Budweiser is Bud. So, yeah.
Bud is O'Doul's. But it's the zero thing. And then I saw... Lagunitas non-alcoholic IPA. That's kind of weird, trying to be like a hoppy, tasty IPA. Now, I've had their Hoppy Refresher, which is a seltzer that tastes like pine needles and it's delicious, but I've never had a non-alcoholic IPA.
Man, imagine me never having had an NA beer, and today I'm going to have four.
That's fucking nuts.
Well, it's funny too, because like... you know, when you drink a lot of beer, you just get kind of like foamy and sudsy. It's like still you're drinking four drinks in a row.
You're drinking brewed yeast.
Oh, man. You know what's really
funny?
See,
now I wonder, is the yeast in there?
It must be because, a beer like this is what?
Simply must be.
Malt?
I did look on my bottle says it's 68 calories. So they've gone down.
Not bad.
Since they introduced it.
But Miller 64 is only 64 calories, and that has alcohol in it.
Oh my god. Tim, look at the back label.
Uh-huh. Golf.
Golf. Official brew of the PGA Tour.
Golf.
It's golf.
And we ain't talking about Tyler the Creator's store.
No.
Right. No, right. We're not. We're not doing that today.
Oh man, when I was watching YouTube videos of O'Doul's, when I was watching those commercials and stuff, I saw this very funny news story about a guy in some small town, an old guy was driving and he had an O'Doul's in his cup holder. He was drinking an O'Doul's while he was driving, and he got pulled over by a cop, and he got a DUI because I don't know what like. I think the law is on his side. I think you are allowed to drink if it's under 0.5%. You should be allowed to have an O'Doul's. But anyway, this story took a funny turn because he didn't. The guy was really mad, and the judge gave him, small town judge gave him 15 days to appeal. And the guy he didn't appeal on time, but he was still mad. And so now, as of the telling of the story, his way of retaliating, like, you know, like the law is the law. You can't do an appeal. He had already paid his fine and got a DUI or whatever. But he wanted to do something. So he's running in a local election. He's running to become the judge of he's trying to boot that other guy out of office. And they're saying,
lot of work.
I thought you had to be a lawyer to be a judge, and you don't. Just anyone could win the election in a small town and become the judge.
What?
Weird. Interesting.
Wow.
Very strange.
Damn, I didn't. That's nuts.
Should we jump on our second round?
Yes.
Yeah. And so, wait. Are we just gonna? You know, I'm gonna bring the whole fleet out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll bring out the whole fleet.
Yeah. Okay.
Me too.
Folks, see you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
And we're back. It's funny how attractive the Budweiser Zero is to me. Even though I know it's O'Doul's and by like the makers of O'Doul's, the branding is smart. And
let me see that bottle, Lisa can.
The bottle looks cool. It's just like a white and gray label.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
That is cool.
And like, you know, if you're Budweiser, you don't want to only put all your chips on O'Doul's. I think O'Doul's is kind of a crap brand. That's why, Mike, when you first brought it up, I was like, are you sure we should be doing O'Doul's? Like, do people even know what that is anymore in this age of the NA beer boom? It kind of feels like the dinosaur.
I feel like they don't advertise it anymore, but anyone that shops for beer sees that one six-pack in the top left corner of the fridge.
Gathering dust.
That's his claim to fame.
When I was looking for my beer, when I struck out, yeah, I was like looking at the whole glass case and then like, all right, I can't find it. So I'm like looking in each little weird corner, like under stuff behind big 12 packs. Couldn't find it.
Man. Should we crack these Heinz?
Yeah, let's do that.
Heinz ketchup?
Hey, wait a minute.
My O'Doul's, when I was going to get my Heinz, I was thinking, hey, that O'Doul's wasn't so bad. And then I have like kind of an aftertaste with the O'Doul's of like pennies. You guys have that? Taste pennies? Mm.
Yeah, not pennies to me, but it's definitely a thing that's sticking around.
JC pennies.
My mouth is coated. I got a can.
I Googled tastes like pennies, and it says the metallic taste can indicate serious liver problems. So it would be funny if I just found out just now that I have cirrhosis from drinking too much beer, but while I'm having a non-alcoholic beer. That would be ironic.
Well, the smell is something.
Smells kind of like bananas over here. Look that up, Tim. What's that mean?
Yeah, you're up in that yellowbird tree.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it tastes like a Heineken to me.
Yeah, that tastes more like a... I don't know if I like it better or worse than the O'Doul's yet, but it tastes like a Heineken.
Yeah, right.
You know who likes this is Dave Tooney.
The Toon Man.
Right. Hey.
What's up, Toon? I think he's listening.
He's on our
Questions for
Lennon this month. Funny, funny guy.
Good app. I listened to it.
It's so funny to drink these back to back because O'Doul's is such like a 90s uncle beer. And then I think of Heineken as like the posh beer of that same era. And it's funny to go back and forth between the two because it's like a real class struggle of the 90s.
Well, these are like the new hotness too. Mm-hmm. Like they're expensive. These were the most expensive NA beers on the shelf at Albertsons. They're as much or more than a normal six pack.
I just pulled it out of the fridge and it's colder, but this is more refreshing to me than the other one.
Yeah. It doesn't have the woodsy skunk.
It's got that taste. That pilsnery, Heineken-y, kind of like champagne-y perfuminess to it. Yeah.
It's a little, it feels clean rinsing.
It's a European pilsner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Hey, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
But I can't tell. I might like the O'Doul's better just because I don't know if I need more taste. I think it was going down smooth without the taste.
You do.
You need it.
you need it.
What do you need it for?
For the back of your tongue.
The tongue to dance. Back to the O'Doul's for me.
I got to say, I am getting turned on by all this stuff, man. I can see myself drinking these, like, between beers at a big pool party where you're, like, drinking all day.
I kind of agree, because there's nothing weird. They're just kind of, they just taste, it's a lighter than light beer flavor. I thought that there was going to be, like, some funny tastes going on here.
Right. Maybe they worked on the recipe a little bit and, like...
They must have
zeroed it in a little bit.
They must have worked on the recipe then.
Yeah.
I thought they kind of just jotted it down, made it up, didn't really.
I saw one one brand that was just selling the recipe, the six pack. I was
like, this is like a piece of paper.
I'm starting to think that these companies wanted their products to taste good. Is what was going on here.
it must be these beers.
These have been revelatory. It'll be so weird to finish this podcast and just be like mentally clear.
Full.
Right. I know, because also today we're recording kind of early, and that's nice that I'm not going to be drunk as a skunk.
Excuse me.
I'm like a fast eater. And a fast drinker, like when I go to bars.
Fast as in you don't eat at all because you're fasting? I'm kidding. Continue.
Timothy. Come on. So it is nice, like, I forget what the word is. It's not like oral fixation, but it is something like that. Where it's like, I drink continuously when I drink just because, like, I don't know, I'm fast at it. So it's nice to kind of like get a couple blanks in there, just pace things out. If you're going to be just constantly drinking. Get some decoys in there.
Yeah, because we talked about that at with Gabrus on this pod too. That it's like a lot of times, especially at like a party or like a work party or something, you're just sipping because that's what's in your hand, and you're talking to someone you don't like, so you're just like taking sips. And then he was saying he like accidentally had like 30 hard seltzers one night, they weren't even hard. It was just that he was just needed.
There's something about. I read somewhere or heard somewhere that like at bars, the reason they put the music up so loud is because it makes people drink more. Because if the music's loud, you can't really hear people as well. And, you know, if you're like talking in a group of people and it's quiet, you kind of interject pretty regularly. But when it's loud, you don't like interject as much because, you know, you have to like make sure everyone can hear you. You can't just go, oh, yeah, you know, that type of small stuff. So what you do when you're just kind of staying there is drink. So it makes you kind of drink more.
They don't want you to use your mouth to talk.
Right.
They want you to use your mouth to drink. Right.
Yeah. Glug, glug, not hello. Sorry.
Would you?
I was just going to say, isn't it the worst if you're drinking and the lights are on? You ever have someone say like, hey, come on over to my place for dinner. And then here's a glass of wine. And it's like the lights are on and there's no music and you're just sitting there. I can feel that first drink like intensely because you're never in that situation really. I'll have one sip of wine and be like, I got to slow down.
I feel like sometimes I'll have a beer and feel drunker than I do after I have a second beer. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes. I feel that too.
Because you're going from sober to one drink. That's more dramatic than one drink to two drinks.
Maybe. Well, it's also that your feelers are drunk, so they can't feel it anymore. When you a sober man can feel his drunkenness more.
Plus, when I have like four or five, I'm funnier. I'm charming. I'm very generous with my cash.
Yeah, you're kind of wearing that green suit, handing out the green bills. People love it.
I remember on New Year's Eve, Tim, I shook your hand, wish you happy New Year's, and I think I slipped you a $20 bill.
Very kind.
Now, Mike, what you got to do is you got to wear that on St. Pat's. People think you're looking for a pot of gold.
Can I say this? Does it? How would you feel if I said O'Doul's has a more round taste, Heineken is sharper?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That feels about right.
You know what it is? It's because there's so many round letters in the word O'Doul's.
O'Doul.
And Heineken, you got the H, you got the K.
It's so
with
sharp.
Zing, zing, zing. Yeah. Ooh, ah.
I like looking at these bottles.
The jutting corner on that E, and there's two of them.
Ouch. Ooh, guys, careful. I just cut my finger on the word Heineken.
Not surprised.
I love this O'Doul's label, though. Look at that Anheuser Eagle.
Whew. Yeah.
No. O'Doul's, this looks like a art department beer.
It does.
It does. Like, it looks like fake for a TV show. Yeah.
Greek. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with Greek.
Hey. You know where that comes from, right?
No. What is that?
No. Is it? It's all Greek to me.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, when you blot out the Nike swoosh on somebody's feet for like a film, or you obscure a brand. To obscure a brand means it comes from the saying, it's all Greek to me. That's what like.
Yeah, well,
you know,
we got to Greek his shoes. I have a lot of trouble being a Greek actor because they'll be like, hey, Tim, we're going to Greek your shoes. I'm like, well, great. What, are we going to put some fresh feta cheese on my shoes? And then they... come to me with a Sharpie and cross out my Nike swoosh.
I think Greeking shoes for you is just putting your foot in it.
These shoes are Greek.
Tim, didn't you audition for a show and they wanted you to be more Greek?
Oh, I didn't go in. This is why I'm not a Hollywood success. I got a rushed. This is an actor's dream. A call. You know, you get an audition, a lot of times it's just an email. It's like Odd Kalpakis in the name of the show. I get a call. Hey, can you do a Greek accent? Because they need a Greek guy on Curb Your Enthusiasm. And you can go straight to call. You don't have to do a first round audition. If you get in your car right now, drive out, go over, read with Larry. He's there in the office.
Sick.
And getting, you know, yeah, improvise with Larry David because it's a non-scripted show. So they would just tell you the situation. And then they were like, so the only thing is just like, that you have to be able to do a Greek accent. So they're like looking for Greek actors and it's a rush. And I passed.
Tim, you should have just faked it.
I know.
They don't know.
They don't know. That's kind of the job of the actor is to not have everybody know. But the math I did in my head was you go, you do a good Greek accent, Larry likes it. You go on the show, you get $900. People see the show. They tell you you're funny. That's the best case scenario. Mm-hmm. The worst case scenario, bombing it, you know, doing the bad accent, shaming my heritage, and having to look in Larry David's eyes while I'm doing something that, if I had time to prepare, but it was like literally like get in your car and go. And I don't, yeah, yeah. I'm not like, I've got Greek blood, but I don't know how they talk.
But I get what you're saying. Like an actor who their job is to audition every single day is like, yeah, sure. I'll be there tomorrow. I'll be there right now. And they're not intimidated because it's like, it's just like another thing that they do every day.
I mean, Mike, you do auditions. You do a bunch. I hate getting auditions. They're like once in a blue moon, I'll get an email being like, tomorrow, 3 p.m., Ocean Park Boulevard in Santa Monica. And I'm like, this ruins my whole day today and tomorrow. Yeah.
It is when I get like an audition email, I'm like, well, here's something I'll work on and be disappointed with.
Flush down a fucking toilet.
I also have that thing where I retired from acting, so I don't get the like a broad audition.
Tim, you got to come back.
It's like you and Rick back. Moranis.
Okay, I'm back. No, but so if I get one, it's only because like a friend pulled some strings for me already. So then then I feel like bad where I have to be like, oh, fine, I guess I'll do this because someone's being a nice person is being nice to me. So I may as well reap the rewards. want to drink a Bud Zero?
Yeah, you guys have had your
Zeros. I'll try this Bud Zero.
Zero is the hero.
Already feels very good in my hand. Feels very familiar. Oh. This is different.
I'll tell you what. Really? Mike, you said the Heineken was sharp and the O'Doul's was round. This Budweiser is flat. Ooh. Not bubbles wise, flavor wise.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
What it does is it cuts right between the two of them. If you have a little O'Doul's in your mouth and a little Heineken, square.
So we've got a circle, a rectangle, a circle, a triangle, and a square.
Yeah.
This tastes strongly of pennies to me. Jeff, does it taste like pennies to you?
I don't know, man. You better get looked
at. What's going on over there?
Yeah. Is my skin yellow?
Yeah. No.
This Bud Zero says it's only 50 calories. That's amazing. Zero sugar, zero alcohol, 50 calories.
I didn't see on the Heineken can how much this one was.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Why so secretive, 69. Heineken? 69.
It says 69. Is there anything funny like about that number that we should joke about?
No, 420 is funny, but 69.
Yes.
What was the fourth one you got?
The fourth one we got is
this Heineken is starting to taste sweet to me.
No, I
told IPNA.
You that, I told you that the O'Doul's was sweet.
I know, but now the Lagunitas. Now the Heineken is starting.
Okay. Yes, the last beer that we have is Lagunitas IPNA, non-alcoholic IPA, 0.5%. Well,
let's do it.
Pop the top, drink it down.
I'm like finishing all these. I've got a very sudsy gut. Bottoms up.
Ooh, smells very potent. Mm. Ooh, shit.
Is that your winner?
Hoppy.
Wow. Hoppy.
It's kind of like the hoppy refresher. Hoppy. It's like, it's got a real twang to it. That one is.
Well, here's my question to you about the Bud Zero and this IPNA. What is there any alcohol in? Is it like a 0.5 or is it 0.0?
0.5. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, first sip of this, I was like, yeah, that's a kind of hoppy pine needle taste. As I'm going, Jay, are you kind of like, it's a little weird, huh?
I mean, it's a little weaker, but it's aromatic.
It's very aromatic. I would give this, let's say your friend is too drunk. I would then hand them the Lagunitas and say nothing, and they might still think they were drinking a beer.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can fucking find it.
Yeah.
Shit.
This is the best one, I think.
Is that your final thoughts, Jeff?
Should we get into them?
I think so.
I'm going to rank them. Lagunitas, Heineken, Budweiser Zero,
O'Doul's.
Ah, yes. Well, I've done something over here that I think is doing a disservice to both drinks now. I've been going back and forth, and it's my mouth is filled with all this kind of weird flavors. It's, the round is sharp. The sharp is getting rounder. I don't know what's going on.
But yeah, it's a good thing that you are a guy who has a podcast where you're supposed to be tasting and critiquing things. You have two tastes and you're all scrambled.
Swishing them around, gargling.
I put them all in the same cup, which is the problem.
Yes, I could see that being a problem.
I think I'm going to go O'Doul's over the, well, I guess it depends on the situation. I would have a Heineken at an outdoor barbecue and the O'Doul's inside at a dark bar.
What about out on the golf course where they want you?
The golf course, I am drinking Gatorade because I want to stay hydrated and focused on the pin.
Yep.
And the win.
Timothy?
I'm going to rank them just in the order. I like O'Doul's the best, and then I like them going down as the same order we drank them, less and less. Heineken, then Budweiser, then Lagunitas. But the O'Doul's just really topples down the throat in a way that I'm surprised, but I do like it. And I'm imagining that I'm going to eat dinner tonight, and I'm going to, you know, probably wash it all down with an O'Doul's, and it'll be nice for me.
It would be an O'Doul's would go good with a steak, I think.
I could see that.
Give me a T-bone and an O'Doul.
You got to get your butt over to Peter Luger tonight, Mike.
I will. Actually, no. After I eat, or after I record this, I will be going to a dinner spot called Catfish that serves catfish.
I hope your date isn't catfishing you.
No, I'm not.
Does catfish look like a sponge?
We'll find out.
No, isn't catfish like a, catfish has like
it's
a
like, it's
big
like
big
it's
mustache.
Like Cajun. It's like a Cajun cooking.
Catfish is kind of a grumpy bottom feeder fish with a big mustache.
Kind of like a carp.
Dang.
Now let me ask you this: are you guys interested in other non-alcoholic options? Because overall non-alcoholic beer, I'm giving it a positive review and saying I like it. This was just O'Doul's, all of them. They were more pleasant than I thought. And then I've had this block though with like the mocktail trend that's going on. I think it's cool. And for the people that, especially like sober people that want to have an interesting drink to sip on, I get it. But for a guy like me, I can't really see myself getting all revved up about Seed Lip or something like that. But are there, like the way that we do on our show with like a cocktail, are there any mocktails? People like mocktails, but they're always different everywhere you go. Is there a, I feel like the time-honored.
Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple is the drink for little kids that's grenadine and Sprite?
Yeah, and you get it at a bar. You're using what is found at a bar.
Yeah.
But it's got no alcohol in it.
And a Roy Rogers, is that grenadine and Coke, maybe?
I think so.
Yeah, something like that. It's the Shirley Temple version.
But isn't it kind of weird that Shirley Temple and Roy Rogers, those became, like, those are standards. You could walk into any place and say it and order it. But yet with this new brand of stuff, there has not yet been like, oh, I'll have a Gia and tonic or whatever. Hasn't really, like, taken off.
I think it's only a matter of time. It'll happen.
By the end of this episode, you think?
I don't know about that.
So are you proposing, Tim, doing another episode of a mocktail?
I was asking you if there's one interesting enough to do. I could see us doing a Shirley Temple episode.
Mm, sure.
I'm just saying.
Or how about a bitters and soda episode?
Mm. That's interesting.
Maybe we should look into this. What? Because I don't know anything about mocktails.
Well, if we want to be buzzy, I think the thing to do is be like, Seed Lip. We're doing Seed Lip. But you're right, Tim. There's not like a, okay, now what do you do with it?
Seed Lip and soda?
Seed Lip and soda is maybe the thing to do. I had it and liked it.
I would imagine Seed Lip has like a website with like recipes and stuff. What do you think?
True. I had a Seed Lip with lime straight and then with soda, and I liked them both. And there's different Seed Lips. There's like, you know, three or four different like flavor profiles.
And you're saying Seed Lip, L-I-P?
Yeah, Seed Lip.
Seed Lip.
Hmm.
Huh. Well,
and that's our show.
Let me do it. That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where subscribers can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode. That's patreon.com/The Sloppy Boys. Thanks for listening, folks. I hope your new year is off to a tremendous start.
Make sure you don't drink and drive, and get a designated driver if you need it. And pull back on the booze also if you need that too.
We have a deal, like, no questions asked. You're out. You're too drunk. The Sloppy Boys will come pick you up, and we won't shame you about it. We'll drive you home.
All three of us.
We'll get on a plane if we need to. Come to your hometown.
And we'll be sloshed. Hey, go and watch my old Birthday Boys video, Drunk Driving. That's a funny viral that people can watch, huh?
There you go.
Bye, folks.
Bye.
Peace.